Here, it is so good to be at Loomis Park Baptist Church. Who's excited to be in church this morning?
Amen.
Not too bad. Who's excited to be in church this morning?
Amen.
Hey, you are in a great church.
Amen.
Amen. Like three amens. You're in a great church.
Amen.
What a great place. This is such a great church. I'm so thankful for the great history of this church. I'm so thankful for the man of God that God has brought here to your church. The great youth pastor you have. What a great testimony this church has in this area, all across the country. It is such an honor to be here at this great place. We've enjoyed already just the past couple, really just hours we've been in. We got in last night. I've enjoyed the spirit. I've enjoyed the singing. I enjoyed the choir. I enjoyed the announcements. This place is great. We are so thankful to be here. My name is Stephen Miller. I'm a youth pastor at Mountain View Baptist Church in Holyoke, Massachusetts. As Pastor Rich said, we just completed 8 years of being there in youth ministry. My beautiful wife Rachel is right back here. Rachel, wave to everybody. We have three boys that are in the back. We have Jude, who is 6, Jonah is 4, and James just turned 1. And God has blessed us and blessed us and blessed us. And so thankful. What a privilege serving God. Man, being saved is great. Being saved is the greatest life. Amen. I hope you can say amen and get excited about being saved this morning. If you're not going to get excited about being saved in church, it's hard to get excited about it anywhere else. But we talked to someone just last week. Our church operates a tent at the Big E Fair, which is one of the biggest fairs in the country. It's all of the New England states, and we had the opportunity to see many people come through. I was able to lead. I had the privilege of leading a young man to Christ. We've had many people get saved, and we had a couple young ladies come in, and they said, I want to get saved, but I'm enjoying living in the world too much. They were teenagers, and they said, preacher, they said, I'm just enjoying doing my own thing. And we had a gentleman from our church that was talking to them, and he brought me back and said, what can you say? And the only thing I thought of saying is, what you're living, it's a lie. Because that's not a great life. I mean, you might feel good right now. It might be good for a night, but the next morning it ain't so good. You have some regrets. I said, the Christian life, the life lived for God, that's living. I said, that's abundant life. I said, you may think I'm weird. You might think I'm strange. And I'm not just saying this because that's what people say, but I'm living the life of my dreams. I love it. I love every day. I love my wife. I love my kids. God has blessed us. We were just able to buy a house. God has just completely provided for us in ways that I never imagined. I work at a great church under a great preacher. I love life. And being saved is great. And don't let Satan take that away from you.
Amen.
Don't let Satan take away that joy, that excitement, or try to make you think that you're missing out because you're a Christian.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. You're not missing out. They're missing out.
Amen.
They're missing out on this, on fellowship, on being saved, on the blessings that only God can give, on so many things that you can get only from being a Christian. This is the life. This is the greatest life. I hope you're living it. God loves you. He wants you to have abundant life. Well, it's such a privilege to be here. As preacher mentioned in Sunday school, I don't get this opportunity really. We serve in ministry, in youth ministry, get an opportunity a little bit in New England to travel with some other churches and youth groups. But this is not, I'm not an evangelist, I'm a youth pastor. And this is such an honor, such a privilege. I'm totally unworthy of this opportunity. And I just want to thank you, preacher, for your hospitality, for your love of my family, Pastor Donald and his dear wife. We love these great people. And you have a great pastor and a great staff here at this church. When I came to Mountain View, it had just been, I think, a couple years after Pastor Rich had left, and there was a void at our church in the youth ministry. And what a great precedent was sent by Pastor Rich. 5 years faithful and growing the youth group and growing the teens. And it was such an honor to be able to step in and fill some really big shoes. You know, my feet are pretty small, and to try to step in. And the great testimony he had and still has at our church still resounds in our area. Same with Pastor Donald. And our church loves this church. And I send greetings to my preacher, Pastor Chad Creel. He loves you, preacher, and loves Pastor Donald. And he's excited for our opportunity this morning. But we're in Revelation chapter 4. I'd like to read to you from this passage. We read something that I think is one of the most exciting things in entire scriptures. If you read through Revelation, you'll see the prophecy that John had on what will come. In this entire chapter, we won't spend a whole lot of time talking about all of the symbolism. But in verse number 8, we talk about the four beasts that were created to constantly give praise to God and say, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And then verse 9, it says, when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the thrones, saying, Thou art worthy. Hey, God is worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. I want you to look ahead into chapter 5. Look at verse 8. And when he came in and taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, golden vials full of odors, which are prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb! Worthy is the Lamb! Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity to be in church this morning. Lord, I pray that you will help us to be awake, help us to be alert, help us, Lord, to be attentive to what you have for us. God, I believe you're here this morning, and I believe you're speaking to hearts. Lord, my prayer is that you will help me to get out of your way. Lord, that you will have free reign in this building. Lord, that you will speak, that you will convict us, and you will touch our hearts. Lord, if there's one that's in here that doesn't know you, Lord, I pray they won't leave these doors the same. Lord, I pray for the rest of us, for the Christians, Lord, that they won't leave the doors the same either. Speak to us, Lord, in a way that only you can. Father, we need your presence this morning. We need your power this morning. We love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love reading about heaven. I love reading about the potential that we have as Christians to see heaven and to just get a little glimpse of what will be happening in heaven. Being in youth ministry, you have a lot of great opportunities. I've had many great opportunities to talk to teens, many great conversations over the years. But one of the continual conversations that my teen guys like talking about is heaven. They love talking about Revelation. They love looking ahead at the things to come. But one of the things that they ask, and oftentimes new Christians or bus Christians will ask, is heaven going to be one big church service? Are we going to be sitting around in church the entire time in heaven? And you know, we really don't have a lot of description on what we'll be doing in heaven. But if I could tell you there's something that we'll be doing in heaven that is probably the most important thing that we could do in heaven or earth. And we will be spending eternity, as we read in these chapters, praising God and lifting up God's name and giving Him glory and giving Him honor and lifting Him up. And I believe that's the theme of heaven. But really, if that's going to be what we'll be spending eternity doing, why aren't we doing it more now? Amen. I mean, eternity is a pretty long time. Last time I checked. We'll be in eternity forever praising God. When was the last time you really praised God? Praised Him. Let's talk about that this morning, about praising God. Preacher, I hope it's okay. I just want to praise God a little bit this morning. Just want to praise Him. You know, I'm looking forward to the fact that I'm not going to hell. I'm looking forward to all the blessings in heaven. But most importantly, I'm looking forward to seeing my Savior. And I want to worship Him. And I want to praise Him. And I want to lift Him up. Let's talk about a few questions this morning about praise. Who are we to praise? The object is God and God only. He is the only one that we should be praising. The Bible gives many things. I'm just going to give you a bunch of verses this morning. We'll turn to some of them. But I'm just going to read many of those to you. Who is to praise God? God is the object of our praise, but who is supposed to praise God? Psalm 33:1 says, Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. So the upright are supposed to praise God. Psalm 74:21, O let not the oppressed return ashamed, let the poor and needy praise thy name. So the poor and needy are supposed to praise God. Are you still with me? Amen. Daniel 4:37, Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, in whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. And Nebuchadnezzar didn't even believe in God. And after all that he'd seen, he believed in him and he praised God. Creation praises God. Psalm 69:34, let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. Psalm 107:8, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hey, Psalm 115:17 says, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. Hold your finger here and turn to Psalm 50 with me, please. Let's all turn it together. Psalm chapter 150. Psalm 150. Psalm 150, the Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Verse number 2 of Psalm 150. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's all do something this morning. Everyone take your hand out, put it in front of your face. Everyone take your hand out, put it in front of your face. And I want you to put it in front of your face for just a second. And I want you to feel, are you breathing? Are you breathing this morning? Some of you aren't. Okay, you can put your hand down. If that's you, if you're breathing this morning, you're supposed to be praising God. Let everything that hath breath praise God. You know who's supposed to praise God? All of us. If you're breathing, if you're here this morning, it doesn't say, well, those that are just having a good life, or those that are just happy, or those that may be in this circumstance. It says everything that hath breath should praise the Lord. If you're a Christian this morning, when was the last time you praised God? Who is to praise God? We talked about that. Second, what is praising God? If you look up the word praise, it's to say or write good things about, to express approval of, to express thanks or love and respect, to glorify, especially by the attribution of perfections. As a noun, it's spoken or written words about the good quality of someone or something, an expression of approval for someone or something, thanks and love and respect for God. Here are some synonyms of the word praise: to bless, to celebrate, to exalt, to extol, to glorify, to laud, to magnify, to resound, to adore, appreciate, deify, idolize, worship, acclaim, applaud, commend, compliment, hail, salute, chant, cheer, flatter, tout, accredit, salute, lift up. Hey, you know, praising God is a lot more just, I want to praise the Lord for helping me wake up this morning. It is all of these things, lifting up His name. Because of who He is and because what He's done. Psalm 52:9, I will praise Thee forever because Thou hast done it. I love that. What has He done? He's done it. He's done all of it. And I will wait on Thy name, for it is good before Thy saints. Psalm 57:7, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. I want you to think about something this morning. Praising God has nothing to do with self. If I say I want to praise God this morning, that has nothing to do with Stephen. Now listen, we need to thank God for what He's done for us. And His thanksgiving is a very important part of our Christian life. But praise is separate. Praise is all about Him. Hey, are you with me this morning? Praise is all about Him. It's not about us. It's not about, well, I want to praise God because I was able to. No, it's not about me. It's about Him. When was the last time in your prayer time you just praised God for being holy? Amen. When was the last time you just praised God for being righteous? That you praised God for being faithful? You praised Him for His love. You praised Him for His grace. You praised Him for His mercy. You praised Him for His power. You praised Him for His presence. You praised Him for His compassion. You praised Him because He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You praised Him for being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You praised Him for being in all and above all and all in all. That you took your eyes off of yourself and took your eyes off of things of this world and praised God for who He is, because He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our honor. He's worthy of our attention. He's worthy. When was the last time you just praised Him? Praise Him for who He is. I believe it's God's will for us this morning to take our eyes off of our agenda, off of our schedule, off of all that we'll be doing today and this week, and just give God some praise. Because He's worthy of our praise, because we'll be spending eternity praising Him. Praise Him. Who to praise? What is praising? But then, how do we praise Him? How do we praise Him? Psalm 119:171, my lips shall utter praise when Thou hast taught me Thy statutes. We can talk of Him by praising. We can praise Him by talking of Him. Psalm 69:30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. We can praise Him by magnifying Him, but also by giving thanksgiving. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, we know this verse. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Hey, you know a way you can praise God? Think about it. Right. Yes, amen. Just think about praise. When was the last time you just thought about how good God is? Come on, you just thought about how much He's, how holy He is. You thought about everything that He can do, everything that He's done. That you just looked out at creation and thought how big God is. How many were able to watch that eclipse a couple weeks ago? Did anybody get to see the eclipse? I know there was different weather in certain places. My wife and I were just amazed. And anytime you get to see creation, it just makes you want to praise God. You know, this is not an accident. Drives me crazy when you talk to people that aren't saved and that believe in evolution to think that it could just appear, these mountains. And this is God. He deserves praise because of what He's done. He also deserves praise because what He's doing right now. God is doing great things right now. And He deserves praise for what He will do. For who He is and what He's done and what He will do. But it's just a matter of talking of Him and of thinking of Him. You know, we can praise God by serving Him. 1 Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as of the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it out of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. You can praise God by serving Him. You can praise God by listening and singing godly music. There's a lot of scripture about that. Psalm 98, verse 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Aren't you glad it doesn't say make a musically accurate note unto the Lord? It says make a joyful noise. I've never met anyone that couldn't make a joyful noise. Sometimes that's as good as it gets, but it's just a joyful noise. And God says that's all you need to do is make a joyful noise unto Him. Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth and with my song I will praise Him. Hey, when was the last time you just broke out in praise to God, singing about how good He is? Singing about His nature, singing about how great, how holy, and in all of His attributes. Just sing to Him. Sing and praise. Make that a part of your daily time with God. Some songs of praise. Listening to godly music and singing godly music. And we are to praise God with gladness. 2 Chronicles 29:30. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness and bowed their heads and worshipped. But praising God is not boring. Amen. Praising God is not something that's boring. Praising God is not something, I'm going to praise God because He's so good. Come on. Praise God. He is so good. He is holy. He deserves it. It's exciting and something you should do with gladness. And I love singing churches. This is a singing church. And I love that, to look around and see people praising God. And you can see it even by the expression on your face. How else are we supposed to praise God? We're supposed to praise Him with our whole heart. Psalm 9 verse 1, I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. We're to praise Him by talking to others about Him. Psalm 22:22, I will declare Thy name unto the brethren, and in the midst of the congregation I will praise Thee. Hey, you want to be a good example to your coworkers? Start praising God. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, how was your weekend? Oh, it was okay. How was your weekend? I just want to praise God because He's so good. God is so holy. God is righteous. And that is a great way to give God praise, to lift Him up in front of other people. I like this, Psalm 44, verse 8. In God we boast all the day long and praise that name forever, Selah. When was the last time you boasted? You bragged a little bit on God. I just want to brag on God this morning. God is so good. All that God has done, all that He will do, that you boasted and bragged on Him. Anything that turns the focus and attention and glory to Him praises Him. So I want you to think about the way you look, the way you dress, the way you talk. All of those things can either give praise to God or not. But those all can lift Him up and glorify Him. So we talked this morning about who praises God, what is praising God, how to praise God. How about where do we praise God? Psalm 35:18. I will give Thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise Thee among much people. Hebrews 2:12, saying, I will declare Thy name unto Thy brethren. In the midst of the church, I will sing praise unto Thee. We're to praise God among God's people. We're to praise God alone. We're to praise God everywhere. There's nowhere that you could go that you should not be praising God. Amen. Number six, the next one. When are we to praise God? We're to praise God in troubles. Psalm 42, verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. 1 Peter 1:7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know, in your troubles, do you praise God? That's not natural. Our flesh doesn't want to do that. Lord, thank you so much for this flat tire. I needed this today. I just want to praise you for letting me fail that test. Thank you, Lord, for letting me get fired from my job. I want to praise. That's not our natural tendency, but we're still commanded to do it. To praise God in bad times. Hope thou in God. Praise Him for the help of His countenance. We're to praise God in good times. Daniel 2:23, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hath given me wisdom and might, and hath made known unto me now what was desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto the king's matter. That was after he had interpreted the dream. Luke 1:64, and his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. Hey, don't just praise God in bad times, praise God in good times too. Psalm 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's a pretty convicting verse. Because we bless God, and we praise God, but is it continually? Is it all times? Continually praising God, continually blessing Him, continually lifting Him up, continually honoring Him. Psalm 35:28, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Psalm 113:3, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. I think you get the picture this morning. We're supposed to be praising God all the time. But how about this? Let me give you one more. Let me have you turn there. We're in Psalm. Turn back to Psalm 71. I like this. Psalm 71. Having a good time this morning. Psalm 71. Still awake? Say amen. All right, lost a couple of you. Psalm 71, verse number 14. Psalm 71, verse number 14. But I will hope continually. Psalm 71, 14. But I will hope continually and will praise thee more and more. Hey, how often should you praise God? More. More. You know, I don't think any of us could say that we've ever praised God enough. Well, this morning I said three words of praise. I'm good for the day. I checked it off. Oh no, we need to praise God more. Maybe that's the only thing you'll get from the sermon this morning. We need to praise God more. We need to praise Him more. You might be here and say, I praise God. I do praise Him. But we need to praise Him more. We can't praise Him enough. But let's get to this next question and we'll spend a little more time here and we'll be done. Why should we praise God? Why should we praise God? If you would please turn back to Revelation chapter 4 with me. Why should we praise God? Three reasons why we should praise God. Number one, why should we praise God? Because He demands it. He demands our praise. Psalm 22:23 says, ye that fear the Lord, praise Him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify Him, and fear Him, all ye the seed of Israel. Isaiah 42:8, I am the Lord, that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Isaiah 43:21, this people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. You have been created. The purpose of your existence is to praise God. I want you to think about that. It's demanded. It's not, well, if I get a chance, I might praise God. You are commanded, demanded by your just very creation, by your existence, to give God glory, to give God praise. He demands it. It's a command in Scripture, all throughout Scripture. It's not just, well, praise God if you want. It's no, command you, praise God. Praise God. It's a command. Just like anything else that, you know, if you don't do is a sin, I believe we can sin by not praising God. Do you praise God? He demands it. But second, look at verse 11 here of Revelation chapter 4. The beginning says this, thou art worthy. And we read again in verse number 9 of chapter 5, and they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy. You know what? Secondly, we need to praise God because He demands it, but we need to praise Him secondly because He deserves it. I said because He deserves it. He demands it, but He deserves it. 2 Samuel 22:4, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Psalm 48:1, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and the mountain of His holiness. Ephesians 1:6, to the praise and glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. God is worthy. He deserves it. You know, it's not just, well, we should praise God because He tells us to and because He's good, but He deserves it. You know, we are so quick to praise people. We are so quick to praise other things that don't deserve it. You know, we're quick to, oh, praise that athlete. He's so great. Or that musician or that actor or that businessman or you know, even preachers. God deserves praise. There's no man or woman that's ever lived that deserves praise. We don't deserve it. Because I know in myself, and the Bible says, in myself dwells no good thing. My flesh is corrupt. I fail. I still have this old flesh that I struggle with just like you. We don't deserve praise. We don't deserve honor. There's no person. I could bring in someone, I don't know who, but someone that each of you would really look up to and really want to praise. Whether it's an athlete or someone that you really respect. And I'm sure there's someone that if you met, you wouldn't know what to say because you were just in awe of their presence. But you know what? They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. Only God deserves our praise. Only God is worthy. And they praised Him in heaven that we read in chapter 4 and chapter 5 because He's the only one that's worthy. There's no angel. You know all the angels were there? The saints are there? There's a lot of people in heaven that are great people. The great angels and you know all the archangels were there. They weren't getting the praise. It was only God alone that was getting the praise because He is worthy. Why should we praise God? Because He demands it. Because He deserves it. And then look again at verse number 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, of chapter 4. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. We are to praise God because He demands it, because He deserves it. But we're to praise God because He desires it. He desires our praise. It's not just what He deserves and what He tells us to do, but it says, for Thy pleasure they are created. Psalm 22, verse 3 says this, but Thou art holy, O Thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Inhabit is a great verse. It's to occupy as a place of settled residence or habitat, to be present or occupy in the manner or form. God occupies, He's present when we praise Him. He enjoys that. I want you to think about that. Hey, look up here. God enjoys, He desires, He takes pleasure in our praise. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do that really don't please God, or that He may not be desirous of, but He desires, He enjoys it when you praise Him. He inhabits that praise when you praise Him. Psalm 50, 23, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation right, I will show the salvation of God. In the Old Testament, when they would offer a acceptable sacrifice to God, it said that God would take that as a sweet-smelling savor. You know, I like that comparison because there's a lot of things that don't smell too good in life. There are certain things that I have a weak stomach, and you know, I try my best at, you know, our kids and raising our kids, but there's times when I just have to pass them on my wife and say, I can't, I'm sorry. I try my best, but this is beyond my ability. I can't, I mean, I'm going to lose it. It's awful. And there are certain smells, and I think smell is a great comparison here because we know what it's like when you smell something that's gross. But let's take the opposite, something that smells good. How about some coffee? Amen. Brother Donald, that coffee this morning, the coffee that you drank two sips of that I made you this morning, he doesn't eat any caffeine. I tried to give him caffeine and he wouldn't even drink any of it. But smells good. You know, some I don't know what you like, fresh flowers or perfume or whatever. There's some great smells. And when you smell something, it's a very satisfying feeling because of how good it smells. And I want you to think about that, our offering, our lives that we're sending up to God. Is it a sweet-smelling savor? Is it something that He can enjoy, that He can take pleasure in? We are to praise God because He demands it. We're to praise God because He deserves it. But we're to praise Him because He desires it, desires our praise. In conclusion this morning, what are the results of praising God? What are the results of praising God? First of all, we just talked about this, but God is pleased. And if that's all, then that's good enough. Because we need to make our purpose in life to please God. And just by praising Him, we can please Him, then that's enough. But not only is God pleased, but God is present when we praise Him. This is a great verse, 2 Chronicles 5, verse 13. And it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound and to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. We want God's presence on this place. We need to start praising Him more. Start lifting Him up. Start glorifying Him. You want God's presence on your home? Start praising Him more. You want God's presence in the workplace? Start praising Him more. And He will inhabit that place. His presence will be known and felt. What are the results of praising God? He's pleased. He's present. But number three, our priorities are rearranged. Our priorities are rearranged. Listen, we have priorities in life. I understand that. But when you praise God, you are giving Him preeminence. You are putting Him first. That place that He's the only one that deserves to be there. And when you do that, you are putting Him first, and everything else will make sense when you put God first. God's pleased, He's present, our priorities are rearranged, but our problems seem to subside. It won't go away. I'm not saying you praise God and all your troubles will go away. But you know what is the worst thing to do when you have troubles that you go through, to focus on them? You turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. What a great song. You turn your eyes on God and focus on Him. All of a sudden, that pain, that heartache, that trouble, it's not too big of a deal anymore, because you're looking at God and looking at His greatness and His power and His might. And those little things don't seem to matter. And lastly, the last result of praising God, people notice. Psalm 40, verse 3, "And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." If you start praising God, your family's going to notice it. You start praising God, your coworkers are going to notice it. You start praising God, your classmates will see something different about you, because your life is not lived for you anymore, but you are focused on praising Him. Church, when was the last time that you praised God? Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around this